We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Barb, today we're going to coach up our friends as we unpack Family Management 101. Sounds like a course that probably we should have taken at Drake University.
I think we should have. Gary, we have lived and seen four generations. We have seen our grandparents' generation, our parents' generation, our generation of being parents, and now our children's generation.
And actually our grandchildren's generation.
We've seen five. That's five generations. Boy, I sure wasn't counting today.
No, but I'm sure feeling kind of like, how old am I to have seen five generations?
You're pretty old.
Yeah. And you're behind me.
Oh, I know. And we are talking about, really, it's family management today.
I think that's exactly what we are saying, Barb, is it is family management with five different generations. And gosh, when you look at that, things have changed. Now, think about this. If a 35-year-old man can learn to use his new smartphone in less than a day, he can probably learn how to operate the oven or the microwave, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, we should be able to pick that up if we can, because most of us love to play with that smartphone.
Here's what someone else said. Can a woman whose mother founded the White Glove School of Housekeeping learn to love a dog with dog hair?
Yeah, and learn to live with a dog with dog hair.
That's right.
Yeah, and how about this? Can a four-year-old learn to set the table? Well, in our family, they sure can.
Oh, you betcha. They know how to use the vacuum, too.
And you know what? Our grandkids learned that. Yeah, everyone else would have the pretend vacuum.
Fisher Price, but I gave my kids the real one.
Yeah, they still talk about that.
Yeah, I liked family management a lot. Okay.
Can a teenager have fun planning and working on a garage sale? Yes. Maybe if they put some of their own stuff in there, maybe even get some of the jingle as a return, that might even encourage them.
I really like this one. If a man can learn to sort laundry and read clothing care labels, can a woman learn to take care of the car and take it in for regular checkups?
Yeah, I think she can. Barb, have you looked at the little sticker on your windshield?
Yeah, the car stops driving and it says, time for service, time for service.
No, you're supposed to do it before that. And then is it right to say then that when a man does do the dishes, he's helping, but when a woman does the dishes, it's her job?
Yeah, that's pretty nasty, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
that's a low blow.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I'll go into the kitchen and do the dishes, and it's kind of like, well, you're going to say something, 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 and you usually do, and you say thank you, and I'm encouraged that you're doing that. Or you prepare a meal, and I'm just assuming that you're going to do that. But I tell you, I grew up in a family, my dad drilled into our heads, you always say thank you to mom, and or in this case, my wife, for preparing that meal. And we love to teach our kids and grandkids that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
You know, Barb,
I'm sitting here going, and so what does this mean? Does this mean you're going to wear
woman.
Chef's? You're going to wear a chef's hat and start cooking?
No.
And doing dishes every night and cleaning off the countertops.
Yeah, I'll do the first two. It's the cleaning off the countertops.
See, that's
I've never gotten
the thing.
Down.
Well, but you know, there's room for growth.
Yeah, there is.
And we're talking about it today on the program.
We are.
Family Management 101.
Yeah.
All right. Is it right to say when a woman mows the grass, she's helping? But when a man mows the grass, it's his job. Kind of like a woman in the kitchen and a man outside.
So here's the scoop with all these questions. People can change. And we bring in all sorts of generational experiences. We bring in histories. We bring in some baggage. But we bring in some great coaching and some traditions and things that we have learned on the roles and responsibilities within a family. But you know what? Looking at five generations, Barb, we've seen a lot of variance over the years from our grandparents all the way down to our grandchildren. Mm-hmm. But the punchline is people can change. And yet what we need to do is we need to articulate, we need to affirm, we need to bless, we need to resolve the conflict when we have a mix-up in these roles, and we have to be intentional and purposeful around these issues.
Gary, families need to learn to work together as one unit. There's so much for us to do. And when everybody takes responsibility within the home and looking out for one another, that's when a family unit can function with love, with reserve, and when there's responsibility matched with reward. Sometimes what happens is we allow certain members of the family not to have to do anything, and then everybody else is carrying the load. When we all pull together as a family and all the demands that come with it, then we create a plan. We need a plan. Why? Because otherwise we will be moved by the tyranny of the urgent. And this is the reason for good family planning.
Yeah, you know, Barb, yesterday I dropped in on Sarah, our oldest daughter. Her four kids were there. They were watching family movies. She had gone to Costco with a 8mm tape. I told you this at dinner last night with your parents, so crossing all these generations. And she had a DVD made. $14, pretty good idea. And so she was sitting there with the four kids. They'd been watching us for 2 hours. And there was birthday parties. It was just different stuff. And the four kids, even the little Miley, who's just over a year old, they were all pretty much enraptured by this thing. And I just walked in, I dropped in, and they all went, "Hey, Papa's here." And I sat down and I watched it. And I just saw literally the changes that have occurred just since our grandkids have been born, and watching, you know, our kids, and we were in there, and boy, do I have more gray hair than I had back when some of those grandkids were born. But I was watching it, and we were enjoying it, and then Sarah said, "Now, kids, your dad's out of town, so I'm going to take you. We're going to go rent a movie. But before that, you know, I told you, you need to finish cleaning the garage." And she looked at the two boys, and one said, "Well, I've already done my part." And the other one said, "Well, you know, I haven't." And she said, "Well, then go out and do it together and work as a team. And we're not going, and we're not getting in that car. The seatbelts aren't going on until you do that." And I was sitting back just observing this and watching her, as she does with incredible elegance, with four kids, 9 and under, 10 and under, you know, spinning all these plates of these kids. But you know what? She stuck to her guns. And the two boys were out there, and they were finishing the job. And however, before they did, we were watching a little bit more of the home movie. And I said, "Hey, you guys, you got to finish the job." And Caden, you know, our little 7-year-old, looked at me like, "Papa, why did you remind my mom?" Because he didn't want me to remind his mom. He just wanted to get away with it. You know what, Barb? There is somebody who caught the vision of Family Management 101 and is carrying it to the next generation.
It was Winston Churchill who said these words: "We shape our houses, then our houses shape us." And as we have that plan in order to create a family unit out of all the different individuals that come with independent spirits, and we can forge them into a beautiful unit working towards one goal. Moms, it's a terrific job you're doing when you stand back and you plan it, maybe even make a list as to what needs to stay, what needs to go as far as activities go, so that you can shape these children, love these children, take the time to understand what their needs are and what's distracting them from their personal goals in their life.
Plus, Barbie, we don't want to raise a bunch of brats. I mean, and isn't it something when you see an adult man who, you know, sits on his duff while his wife is doing circles because, "Well, my mom used to do everything for me." Mm-hmm. Or you see a wife who, you know what, doesn't have, you know, any real you know, capacity, you know, to be real active or proactive, you know, in relationships or in the home or, you know, working, because they grew up in homes where everything was done for them. Mm-hmm. Or you're on the opposite extreme where they were so fiercely independent because of loss or abandonment or rejection, and they became adultified. And so they're just overly, you know, perfectionistic and demanding, and because they never had the safety and security of a childhood. So how do we impact that? Well, you know what we do? We have a plan. You know what we do? We equip the next generation to work and to participate and to be active and to do things with each other and to be productive, so that we're not raising, you know, just a self-centered person, but you're taking all the self-centeredness that every person in that family has, and you are breaking the will without breaking the spirit and allowing them to grow up to be industrious and to work and to know how to do that, so that when they step into relationships in adulthood, you know what, Barb, they bring those gifts and skills with them. Mm-hmm. You get one shot and one crack at that with your kids. And we know, you know, adults and people that we know very, very close that have grown up and never really done anything, and they're not doing anything today.
So what's one takeaway for today's program? I think if you have your bullseye on the target and you see selfishness, every one of your kids, every family member has a natural proclivity towards selfishness. So let's make a plan, moms and dads, and let's fight selfishness. Let's help our children turn into a team to make sure that they're really working as one unit and they're thinking of others more than they think of themselves.
We are Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and we'd love to have you join this conversation. How do you do it? Go to americasfamilycoaches.com.